Who?
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Mr. President.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine. Hope you haven't sued somebody.
No, not yet.
Well, you ought to be down here with us. We're having some good sunshine.
You counting all those votes?
No, we haven't got them all in yet. We wait until you you investigate some of those frauds. You know, I had a vote one time, 4,200, and they said I voted tombstones. And the other day I saw where one of your Negro boxes voted 4,004. By God, I will go to jail now. Glad I got a good attorney general.
I was calling you, Mr. President, about judges.
Yeah.
We have quite a few that we ought to try to get going on.
I want to
at the beginning of the session of Congress.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In particular, there's some that I've been getting phone calls on, and I think if you haven't, you will.
Yeah.
One is Wisconsin.
I went down and had a talk with Sam Ervin.
Yeah.
And he says that to be a reflection on the committee that they will not confirm the fella.
Yeah.
And that we believe in the authority and the separation of powers and the independent branch of government, and that he looks like we flaunted him pretty much in the face and submitting his nomination up there once before,
mm-hmm.
that he's got 8 committed votes against the man, and that he doesn't believe I ought to want that FBI report published on him. I haven't read the FBI. I submitted him because they told me that the president really had a commitment to him.
Yeah.
And I honored the commitment.
Well,
but I think you ought to read that report very carefully, and then if we think we ought to send it up again, that we ought to let everybody know that the consequences of the act, and I don't know what it says, but somebody ought to check it very carefully, because I don't want any atmosphere of Walter Jenkins and these editorials that they're writing about another Harding and stuff like that. I want to lean over backwards. I don't want to do anybody an injustice, and I don't want to go back to the A. Mitcher Palmer civil liberties days. But at the same time, I want to be awfully thorough and careful and competent and married.
Right. I was calling because not so much to try to push Rabinowitz.
Yeah.
Say there's a fair amount of... If it isn't Rabinowitz, it's he's either going to be Jim Doyle or John Reynolds. You get pressure both ways.
No.
They're both very good. As far as their judicial qualifications go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Reynolds has already called you or tried to call you a couple of times.
I haven't talked to him. Has Reynolds called me, Governor Reynolds of Wisconsin? Well, he's called, she says.
Well, what he wants to say is that he's for Rabinowitz, but if not, he'd like to be considered.
Yeah.
And Proxmire would come down for Reynolds.
I don't want to appoint to Reynolds for two reasons. One, he's a defeated candidate, and I think that I don't want the judgeships to be a haven for a refuge for people that the folks have disapproved of. That's number one. Number two, Reynolds was never a real Johnson man, and I don't think that I owe him an obligation. I think it would be interpreted as courting the enemy.
Right. Well,
that's very confidential, but two reasons...
That's the reason I bothered to call you, because that's what I wanted to know.
That's right. Now, that's that. Now, I don't know Doyle. I don't know...
It would be Nelson's choice.
Yeah.
He'd be well qualified to be a judge. He's been... he was active for Stevenson. Is quite popular in the state. Proxmire wouldn't oppose him. While he would prefer Reynolds, he wouldn't oppose Doyle. He fought very hard against Kennedy up there in 1960 because he was for Stevenson. I think Hubert would probably be quite strong for Doyle.
Well, I don't want to be appointing Kennedy enemies. But was he just anti-Kennedy or pro-Stevenson?
He was pro-Stevenson.
Uh-huh. Well, I've appointed Kennedy appointed a lot of people that were for Johnson that weren't for Kennedy, and we understand those things, and I'm for, but I don't want to appoint any people that were just personal or vicious as a anti-Catholic or anti-Kennedy like that.
No, he wasn't that. In
but
fact, when President Kennedy was alive, he wanted Rabinowitz for the reasons that you indicated.
Yeah.
He was very strongly committed, and then he said at the time, I think Jim Doyle would be the best appointment politically in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And he was, if it hadn't been Rabinowitz, it would have been Doyle. So.
Would you go over the FBI carefully and let's see what we're going to do when Doug Tiger in the Herald Tribune does a column on us?
Yes.
On that one?
Now, the other, you've got to have a vacancy. You have one vacancy now in the Fifth Circuit, and you're going to have another with Judge Hutchinson's retirement down there.
Yeah. Did he retire?
Well, I thought you had the letter.
I got it, but it said the Third Circuit, and I thought it meant Hutchinson, and I hadn't heard it, but somebody told me they'd seen the paper that he had, and the memo said this has retired since the memo was written.
Well, Judge Tuttle called me to tell me that he had sent a letter in retiring. Judge Tuttle's the chief judge there in the Fifth Circuit.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're feeling the pinch there, and this is...
Who are the best people that are eligible that you know of for that from Texas?
Well, off the district bench, the best would be Ben Connolly, I guess.
Yeah.
And then if you go outside that, you've got a lot of good lawyers down in Texas. I haven't gone over all of them.
If I could get...
You could get a if you want a district court appointment down there.
I don't know what Yarbrough, how much hell I'll have with him.
Of course, I suppose you wouldn't have any trouble on Connolly with him.
No, I'd get along fine, and Connolly's all right on the race on civil rights, isn't he?
Well, it's very important, of course, that fella be all right on that.
Well, then Connolly didn't, what was his?
He'd be fine, I think he'd be all right. He's one of the best district court judges in the country. The only problem, he had physical illness a while.
Had a heart attack.
Yeah. But I think he's back and sitting and working and so forth. But that's one that you would know so much more about.
What about the race thing from Jaworski's standpoint?
No, he'd be fine. He'd be
fine. Have you taken his real temperature on that? He represented you, didn't he?
Yes, he represented us. He once represented the other side. He took cases. Jaworski's a first-rate lawyer and a first-rate human being. I wouldn't have any problem with him.
I've never been as intimate with him as the papers have played up, and I've never given him any consideration for anything else. I don't know where they keep writing it and planting it, but I ask him, because I ask a lawyer in Austin to get me the best lawyer in Texas to represent us when the Republicans were charging election frauds. When Kennedy, they said Illinois and Texas and so forth.
Yeah.
And the president called me about it and asked me to handle it. So I called a firm that I knew in Austin, and they said that they thought the best lawyer in the state was Jaworski. So I called him, and he said he'd represent us, and he did, and he did very successfully, of course.
He's a very, very good lawyer.
So since then, they have everybody's assumed that he's my attorney general, my Supreme Court justice, my chief judge, and everything else, but I don't know him that well.
Well, he's very good.
All right. Who else should we consider?
Well, I'd have to go through it, Mr. President. I haven't.
Well, I'll be up there Sunday. Why don't you go through it and let's talk about it and get ready to send them up?
Because the other one will be, we got to do something on Mississippi, too, on that.
Well, now, how are we going to handle that?
Well, the easy way to handle that is to, it's Dennis's appointment, and the easy way to handle it would be to put Claude Clayton up from the district court, which would please Dennis and would not be a particularly good appointment, but to get a good district court judge as a promise from him at the same time, and that would be worth it.
Well, would he, would the Negro community, could Claude Clayton wreck us on the circuit?
No, he couldn't wreck us on the circuit if the vacancy from Texas was filled and filled well. We'd still be all right. You see, the problem, unless you take it away from Mississippi entirely, Mr. President, it's just very tough to find anybody in Mississippi who's any good on that question. And, you know, to get him through Jim Eastland's committee is very tough.
Now, we've got a hell of a good boy over there that's got guts and a graduate of Yale and stood up at that convention and stood up in this campaign, and his daddy is one of the great lawyers of the state and represented all the corporations, and he is well bred and he's young and he's got guts, and he's a Yale graduate and he lives in Greenville, Mississippi, and his name's Douglas Wynn.
Doug Wynn, yeah.
And he stood up, by God, and answered the name Mississippi at that convention, never would walk out.
Yeah.
And they have tried to penalize him everywhere in the world, and they've tried to break his law practice, and he's good. He's got a lot of money, and as a Yale graduate, and he's been the top dog in that town, and the top firm, I think, in the town and in the state. You can look it up. It's Wynn something.
Yeah, I know him, Bill.
But he's very young, but Eastland, I think, considers him a kid that has kind of got off with the old dog Trey. But he was calling him and telling him what to do in the campaign and coaching him and trying to help him. In Mississippi, we didn't get any votes, but he told me that Eastland was trying to help him. And Eastland might pass him for the district court. I wonder if it's in the Greenville district if we put Clayton up.
Yeah.
I'm the godfather of his child, and
yeah.
I raised his wife, and I'd have a personal reason for it, and I think it, due to the fact that Mississippi went against us, well, you might just tell Eastland them, I want to appoint Doug Wynn, and we'll move Clayton up.
Well, this is what I really wanted to know. It seemed to me with Mississippi doing what it did, it would be possible to play it fairly tough.
I sure would. And I just tell him that the president feels very strongly about Doug Wynn, that he's known him all of his life, and he raised his wife, and he's godfather of the child. And it's pretty personal, and they won't turn down the Wynns. Well, they can turn him down, confirmation, but your impression is that the president's going to name Claude Clayton. If that's agreeable with Stennis, he wants it done, then we're going to name Doug Wynn to the district bench.
Right. Right. Well, let me get to work on that.
And see what...
I'll get some other Texas names for you.
Yeah, all right.
You may have some...
No. I've always thought this Barefoot Sanders was deserving of some attention. He took a lot of... He did about what you and...
For the district court, I would think he'd be first rate. I'd be hesitant on the Court of Appeals.
All right.
But I like Barefoot, mostly on account of his age, really.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right. What about Brewster? Too conservative?
I would think some. I would think that Connolly was better.
Mm-hmm. I rather think Connolly is a better name for me and a better friend of mine. And although Brewster had an awful top rating with the lawyers around him.
Very good.
Has he been a good judge?
Yes, he's been a good judge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he'd get any...
How's Thornberry? You getting any reaction on him one way or the other, or do you know?
Not yet, really. Really too early.
I want you to watch him because...
he's an awful nice guy.
I might bring him into Washington.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be... May I mention the other one?
Yeah, I'll tell you what you might do. We may have to play a little politics on this circuit court one. My judgment is that Yarber would be awfully strong for Connolly.
Yeah.
But then he's going to want to name some crackpot to succeed him.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that.
I get the...
I'm going to nominate the three men that I really have obligations to there, and you can look them all up, and I know that they don't give one of them a very good rating, but he's a hell of a good boy, and I think a good lawyer. I would say Jaworski, who would have no problem with the bar. He'd be tops. I would say Crooker, who would have no problem because he's Phi Beta Kappa and big firm, and awful loyal, and Doug Singleton, who would have some problems.
Yeah.
As I recall it, they turned him down before, but you might look that up. So when we talk to Yarbrough, you might tell Yarbrough that you believe that Texas can get this place of help.